Yeah. Yep. That's accurate to say. And as you've seen in the last couple of ball games, we play with a multitude of guys, and but AJ will get his opportunity.
What do you see?
Well, you know, he's a guy that came to us last year, and he, I tell you what, now he's a speed guy. He's a guy that's really kind of taken this challenge, you know, to heart for him. Hard worker. He's excited about playing. He's one of our playmakers, and he's gonna have a great opportunity, you know, this weekend to show what he can do.
Do you design plays for him earlier?
Not really. You know, it's something that you know. As we game plan offensively, you know, we continue to put packages and, you know, personnel groupings and things like that together for each week, and you know, he's a part of that mix, but we don't design specific route concepts just for one guy.
Now, Frankie Hammond got 95% of snaps in the first week. What happened between game one and now where Jenkins was able to take it?
Well, the biggest thing is that Frankie backs up Dwayne to a few different positions, and Frankie again is alive in this situation, and he'll get his snaps too. He's a tremendous player. You go back and watch some early preseason games this year, and of course games from last year. He definitely makes a difference on that football field. He and 55 can wreak havoc, you know, in that on that defense. And then you throw in Justin Smith, but you know they've got some nice young players over there that are taking his spot right now that have stepped up. And did well against Philadelphia to get after Nick. And so, again, you know, this is another good defensive front, and we have to take care of that front seven.
So that's kind of interesting. You got, I guess, with the order receivers, it wouldn't matter as much. They could easily play both of the two young guys. It probably makes sense that you want to stay kind of inside their more accustomed to.
Yeah, a younger receiver, younger quarterback, younger offensive line, tight end, whatever position it is, you kind of want to keep him focused at one spot.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is it you like about Avery Gordon? I know Jenkins has played some this year. What is it you like about?
Well, the thing with Donnie is the fact that he's got that game experience, and you know, you saw this past week. I mean, he had some nice explosive gains, and they caught the ball well, and you know, really, he and AJ are very similar in style. I mean, they're both speed guys, and we're going to utilize them, you know, in situations where we can maximize their speed on the football field. And you know, they're two similar receivers, but the biggest factor I think is the experience that Donnie has over AJ right now.
Is that going to be kind of the game plan going forward to feature those two guys as much as you did, or that just kind of way to work out? How do you see that?
Well, you know, Jamal was coming off of some injuries, and you know, you got to be careful in that situation. And you know, Niall was coming off a big game the week before, and you want to keep him hot also. And he can keep all our guys, really, the bottom line is you want to keep all your guys fresh going into the second half of the game, particularly the fourth quarter. And when we can, we're going to continue to substitute and roll players in offensively and keep our guys fresh in the second half of the game.
So it's not something you make an effort to utilize all those guys to get an offense?
Not really. It's more about just keeping them fresh and healthy, and you know, the longevity of the season is a factor. And then, of course, at the end of the game, our best 11 will be on the field at that time.
How competitive? I mean, you've got to know Alex pretty good now. So how competitive is this guy? You see any difference in him in the QB room this week?
No difference. He came in on Tuesday and got his film work in, and he's been good all week. He studies and prepares. You know, like I've never seen a quarterback prepare before. He does a nice job there, and you know, he's treating it just like the next game on our schedule.
I imagine the only difference really in the room is that maybe when you guys are watching from San Francisco, he kind of knows guys a little better than ordinary.
Well, that's the thing with Alex. He's familiar with all those guys over there, and so he kind of knows what's going on. He's got a head start on that, and you know, it's a benefit to him to kind of understand how they're going to play defensively.
Seems like your mind is getting.
I think they are. I think they've really gelled over the course of the last, you know, four ball games. And you know, again, I've said this each week. Rodney is the commander in chief up there, and he keeps those guys intact. And Mike McGlynn has improved each week. And you know, it's just it's a group that is coming together, and it's good to see. And you know, they'll continue to grow and get better as the year goes on.
That being said, how quickly do you see this?
Well, now you bring him back, and you bring him back slowly. He's another player that will have some opportunities as we go, and it just gives you depth. It gives you depth, whether he's in there or, you know, Ryan's in there. It just gives you depth at the offensive line position, is something that you need.
Is he looking a little slow? Is he step slow? Is he missed the first month?
Anytime you miss, 4 weeks of football, you're probably gonna be a little bit slower and a little bit sore, as the practices work on. So again, he's another one that you just work into the mix and get him involved and give him a handful of plays throughout the game.
With Bosnick and Fisher, the coach wants to see their young guys drop the stakes, sort of mental, physical, game. Are you getting that from those two?
Yeah, you really are. And what's happening is they're understanding the game, and so they're playing with more confidence and just allowing their talent to show.
Fish, it seems like, Les is really kind of showing you this year, feeding it, and just talk about that area of improvement for him. Do you also think he'll get a little nastier when he gets made more confidence too?
I think it comes with the territory there, and I think it comes with experience and playing. And, Coach Heck and Coach Chung do a great job with the offensive line and their individual work. And that's where it all starts for these guys. And then being able to take that individual work in practice and carry it over into team drills in practice, and then it carries over into the game. So trusting your technique, trusting your feet, trusting your athleticism, trusting what you know, and gives you all the confidence in the world to go play and play at a high level.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, sir.